fun, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMHAPADRANWA. Wait, that's a wrestling thing, huh?
Yeah.
WWF. We don't speak for any of them, there, guys.
None of them.
Not a one. We don't speak any of the nons either. Welcome, Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with
Shelly.
Move.
These guys have their mouths full of whatever they're eating.
The peanut gallery went and got me a peanutty payday.
Paydays.
Paydays from the peanut gallery.
Yeah, paydays. I don't know why, because I love peanut butter and
nougat.
I love peanut taste and chocolate, but I just don't like, I don't know. Oh, and paydays is like mostly just peanuts, right?
Caramel nougat and rolled in salted peanuts. Oh my God!
Well, you know that's what it is. See, I'm not as much of a caramel guy. The only thing I like caramel in is Milky Way.
You can't slam it.
No, it's too thick. Mm-hmm. But if you heated it up like a heroin guy, you could probably slam it. Sweet, and I mean sweet. It would be sweet.
Sweet.
Slamming caramel. Awesome. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay. So shout outs to Bill, Sarah, Fran, Donald, and the assorted other listeners. I can't remember at the moment.
The assorted nuts of the peanut gallery?
Yes. In Fort Lauderdale,
Florida!
Thank you. A Coconut Creek man, and Bruce will appreciate this, because this is one of those brilliant plans.
Okay.
He is 81 years old.
I have a cunning plan.
His name is Philip Winnikoff, and he actually got a couple of women to bite when he went door to... No, I mean bite as in like they fell for his scam.
Oh, okay.
It's better.
He went door to door in his apartment block in the complex, claiming to be a doctor and offering free breast exams.
Yeah. I saw a thing on YouTube, these two kids in Canada, like these Boy Scout-aged guys. And they've got this thing, and they're like, no. And it's like done pretty well. It's like, now for a message from the Canadian Health Council. And there's these two kids sitting there and like, we'd like to talk to you about breast cancer awareness. And they're really like going on like this. And then it gets to the end and they're like, we'd like to help you. If you'd like to come, if you're having problems and you don't know how to examine your own breasts, call this number. And it was like their number. Tosh.0 called them. So they're like, he's like, what a brilliant ad. And they're like, did anyone call? They go, we got all kinds of calls. And he's like, well, we didn't ever do anything with it. And Tosh.0 was like, why not? Why didn't you?
Yep. Well, he got arrested and he's in trouble now, so.
Yeah, see, these guys were smart. They didn't claim to be anything other than a couple of Boy Scouts. They just said, we can help examine your breasts.
Cougar Town.
Okay, also in
Florida!
In Port St. Lucie.
Are
the
these
police,
all from Bill?
No, these are from Fran.
Oh.
The police have arrested 32-year-old Robert Sylvia on what is possibly the smallest dollar amount petty theft charge ever.
A piece of gum?
No, well, it's a little bit more than that. He went into a dollar store, not the Dollar Tree, but the, I don't know, it was like Family Dollar, that's what it's called. And they saw him looking into the ice cream case, and then he left the store. Then the clerk saw him across the street in front of the Dollar Tree.
Eating an ice cream?
Eating the ice cream. He saw him take it out of his pants. Here's another one of those stashing things in your pants. This guy stashed ice cream in his pants.
Maybe he was having a party in his pants.
Clearly.
Maybe there was a little bit too much heat.
How does
in that
she
area
know?
Yet.
How does she know he didn't buy it at Dollar Tree?
Because he didn't go into the Dollar Tree. She watched him leave the store,
walk across the street,
and pull the ice cream out of his pants.
This is very circumstantial.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that in the story.
He said, well, he admitted to it. He said he swiped the ice cream, which was valued at $1, because his car had a flat tire and he only had $3, and he was sorry. But they arrested him anyway.
He stole something.
Yeah,
and
it was
he
a
admitted
buck.
To it.
It was a buck.
I would have said I bought it at Dollar Tree.
In Daytona Beach.
Florida!
Yikes.
So this is Fran.
Mm, yes, these three are Fran.
She always does Florida.
This is a heck of a DUI. Police arrested a woman on Sunday after she drove at speeds of 110 miles an hour and attacked her family. They had been at Destination Daytona, which I assume is some racing thing or whatever.
It's got to be like Malibu Grand Prix or
something like that.
That.
She was with her husband and her 17-year-old son and apparently had been drinking all night. They left to drive home, and I don't know why she was driving, but she was. She got on Interstate 95, got up to 110 miles an hour, and started swerving. Her son kept begging her to stop. Then he finally reached up and put the car in neutral. And... forced her to pull over to the side of the road. So then her husband started driving, but because he was driving, she got pissed off and started beating him. And then she bit her son, who was trying to keep her from hitting the dad. So then he
and
pulled
we think
over.
We've got problems with the shower situation. Are you
so,
kidding me?
So he pulled over, and when he pulled over, his son called 911 on a cell phone, and she was arrested. Unfortunately, he was taken to the Florida Department of Children and Family Services.
Wow.
Yeah. Bad night.
Doesn't make our thing seem so bad, does it?
You're not the one who needs to take a bath.
Here we go. No, I'm not. I'm not biting this time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not biting this time.
Let's see. Do.
I don't have that much bubble wrap.
I don't know if you would call these guys the heroes of the week, but they definitely saved something.
Yeah, what'd they save?
Their drinks. In Ireland, a bull got loose from a pen near
from the bullpen?
The local pub.
Next to the Schlitz Maltliquor side.
And went on a rampage through the town, then crammed itself into the pub and started thrashing around. All of the punters
in... waiting to happen.
I saw this commercial.
All the punters in the pub then snatched up their beers.
All the winters?
Punters.
Punters.
Punters. You know, customers. Oh. Snatched up their beers and ran out the other door. They didn't just evacuate. They first had to rescue the beer.
Clearly.
Yes. They managed to get the bull out of the pub, and it was recaptured by its owner.
They lured it into a china shop.
Yeah. Avalule.
No, lured it to the Lalique factory.
Yes.
Okay.
Probably not in Ireland, though.
There will be no more fun in Europe.
Till Daddy
period.
Takes the T-Bird away.
Or no.
Daddy took the T-Bird away.
The European Union Toy Safety Directive has agreed that it will now be illegal for children under the age of 8 to blow up balloons or play with party streamers. There's a whole list. Those are only two of them. There's a whole list of popular things that kids like whistles and
anything.
Wait,
are party streamers the ones that have the explosive charge in them, the party poppers?
No. They're the things that you put in your mouth and you blow, and then the tissue paper goes whoop out the end.
No, when that was the whistle.
No, it's not really a whistle. It's just you blow it, and then the thing, the tissue paper
party
tube.
Party streamers were things that fell from the ceiling or
well,
something.
Well, whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to look at what they actually called them in the story, but now I can't find it.
Sure is telling me to stop it, because I want to clarify what the story is. Because I'm thinking if it's party poppers and there's an explosive charge, yeah, I wouldn't want the kids to use them either. But see, Sarah doesn't like kids. She wants to give them all... Sticks of dynamite to play. Not party. Yeah, she's over there going, yes, I would.
Okay. Why is it so harmful for a kid to play with a balloon?
You can swallow it. choke on it.
Why is it the EU's job to tell parents that their kids can't play with balloons?
Oh, I don't think it is.
So every kid under the age of 8, when they have a party, no more balloons. No more whistles, no more little poppy things that you know, that whatever that thing is I'm talking about where you blow in and at the end the tissue paper streamer goes, you know, like
the
a New
noise
Year's
maker.
Eve. Yes, a noise maker. No magnetic fishing games,
no magnetic fishing games.
Yeah, no, none of that. Not allowed to have that.
The Department of Magnetic Fishing Game.
No more Christmas crackers. No more anything. It's going to be boring.
Christmas crackers?
Yeah, those things at Christmas that one person pulls one side and one person pulls the other and it goes pop and then there's a toy in this inside. Can't have that anymore.
I don't even know what that is, but okay.
We've had them.
Okay.
All right. Well, anyway, in Detroit, Detroit police have impounded a party bus because they said it was illegally operating a strip club. A party bus. It's called the Booty Lounge. And it goes around to, like, various, you know, parking lots and things. And
is there one around here, and does it take ITEX?
Not that I know of. apparently, the owner of the party bus, the Booty Lounge, is fighting back because he says there is actually no ordinance in Detroit against mobile entertainment clubs.
He's probably right. Matter of fact, we had one that stopped here one night right across the street from us, and they picked up a bunch of people, and there was, count them, 3 stripper poles in there.
Yeah.
And they didn't have – this guy could probably get away with saying they're not professional strippers. These are just girls that have gotten drunk that want to be on the stripper pole.
Yeah, probably.
I think it would be distracting to other drivers, though.
Well, they were originally cited for not having a state safety inspection. And
so have the safety inspection.
Yeah, so – but now they're saying that they can't operate it because it's an illegal strip club.
I don't buy it.
This is kind of a bizarre one. And this is in England. Experts were called in after 26 bombs, including 2 submarine depth charges and at least 6 10-pound mortar bombs washed up on Laysdown Beach last month. This is a nudist beach.
It's the bomb.
So they evacuated the beach. Then they started searching the beach. They found another 61 bombs, taking the total to 87 bombs. And it's all old military ordnance that's washed up on this one beach.
That's bizarre.
Isn't that weird?
I got bombed on a beach in London once.
Yeah.
I bet you did. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
You know what? It's probably some, like, sunken merchant ship from World War II where the stuff... You know, something shifted underwater and it released this stuff or some kind of storm or something.
There is a U.S. ship that went down in August 1944, and you can still see the masts from the shore, and it has 1,400 tons of explosives on it. But there's been an exclusion area around it, so nobody can get near it. They sent divers down to see if maybe that was what happened, and they said, no, it's still intact. So they don't know where this stuff came from.
Maybe it was the Al-Qaeda guys that were nude on the beach except for the turbans.
It's Saddam's WMDs finally washing ashore from when he dumped them. I'm just guessing.
Okay, I don't know if this is a dumb study or not.
Almost for sure it is.
It was done in the Netherlands, and it was published in the Behavioral Science Institute magazine or whatever. Addiction Biology is the subtitle, I guess. The Radboud University, Nijmegen, Gesundheit.
Have you been drinking?
Not enough.
I can't pronounce this name. At any rate, it's in the Netherlands. They found that young people who are genetically vulnerable to depression should not smoke marijuana because it will make their depression worse.
Duh.
Yes.
That's like saying
you shouldn't take mushrooms either.
Yeah, no.
Because it just enhances whatever the feeling is you're having.
Not enough can be said about that.
You know, I wasn't going to. There was a study done, and I only heard the second half of it, so I wasn't going to talk about it, but it falls into play with this study.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear exactly what happened with the study, But the results of the study was they found that college age kids are bypassing meals to drink more booze.
You know why?
Yeah, they did a study.
Why didn't they just ask somebody?
Yeah, but we know why, right?
Why is that, Bruce?
Because you get way more drunk if you haven't eaten before you drink.
Yeah.
They could have asked any. They could have gone to a random AA meeting and said, "What do you think about that?" And everyone would go, "Yep, you get way more drunk." Oh yeah.
And when I was in college, I bypassed meals to drink. Yeah. I got $20. I can either get food or beer.
That's where the fraternity thing really came in handy.
Yeah.
Because you didn't personally have to have any money as long as the house had money.
Right.
Didn't you have to pay dues?
I think that you're supposed to. I can't say as I ever remember paying any dues. I'm sure I did. But we had fundraisers all the time. So.
Perfect.
You know.
Fundraisers.
Fundraisers?
Both. Yeah, fundraisers.
Fundraisers raising funds.
We got to do this one because I told Donald, I think it was Donald, that I would.
How do you know you told him?
Yeah, I think I told this guy.
I think so. If it's I remember writing
and
back.
And he was the one I talked to.
This is in Contra Costa County. This is in California. A whistleblower has told the, what do they call it, internal affairs, the cops, it's internal affairs, they bust the cops. A whistleblower told the IA that private detectives were arranging for men to be arrested for drunk driving at the behest of their ex-wives and their lawyers. So, in other words...
There's a bunch of lawsuits waiting to happen there.
20 DUIs have already been thrown out because of this.
Ooh. And how much back spousal support and thing? You know, there's going to be that these guys used it in court as the reason why she wanted to leave and all of this.
Basically, what would happen is some woman, she's mad at her husband, she gets this private detective. There were one or two of them that were specifically doing it for this purpose. Pays them $2,500. They go and what they do is they hire, for $250, they hire a woman to pose as the hot toddy or whatever that's warm for his form. And they meet in a bar. She gets him to drink. And then... he drives wherever. Once they leave the club or whatever, she gives the signal to the private detective, who then calls in an anonymous tip that this guy is driving drunk.
Okay, so just to be clear then, do the cops know ahead of time or they do not
know? No, they do not know.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a whistleblower on the internal affairs on the police.
I'm getting that. The cops that are making the bust don't know. The problem is that the people that did know were some of their supervisors.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That knew about these two private detectives that were doing this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Ruh-roh.
So then they don't always call in anonymously.
Well, it is an anonymous call. They just call it in, and whatever cop is available is the one that takes it. It has to look like a real DUI. But...
It would be a real DUI if the guy's driving drunk.
But the supervisors that are on the payroll of this private detective, you know, their purpose is to make sure that this DUI goes through rapidly and the guy gets in the maximum trouble.
Wait, let's review.
Okay.
Guy's going through a divorce.
Right.
Guy meets hot chick.
Right.
Guy gets drunk.
Right.
And drives.
Right.
And gets arrested.
Right.
Okay, I'm looking for what the problem is here.
Because he was set up.
Guy meets caught girl.
Well, no, she goes out and finds him.
He drinks. Okay, she finds him. He drinks.
Right.
She doesn't, like, tie him down and pour alcohol down his throat.
And
he drinks.
And make him drive.
He drinks too much, and he gets behind the wheel and drives.
Right.
And gets arrested.
Right. That's entrapment.
That's drunk driving.
That's entrapment.
That's drunk driving.
Wait, let me throw another thing in the mix. I wonder what would happen if she gets him to drink and he says, "I don't really want to drive, you know, can you drive?" Her, knowing she's trying to set him up, says, "I have to go. I can't drive. You got to drive yourself home." Then is it entrapment? Because now she knows. She knows he's trying to get set up for a DUI. He maybe says, can you drive me home? And she says, no, I can't. Because she's trying to get him a drunk driving. I don't know.
At any rate, that's the law. The way the law is, that's entrapment. Because not only was the private detective hiring this woman to set him up to do this, something he might not have otherwise done, then yeah, he goes and he does it. And there are police supervisors that know that this is going on and are pushing these DUIs through to make sure that they get the maximum punishment. One guy lost custody of lost visitation of his kids.
Well, I see where Mark's going with this. The thing is, if the guy wasn't driving drunk, like, let's say there's the hot toddy and all that stuff happens, and the guy goes, hey, I'm too drunk to drive. Hey, Phil, who I know from the bar, who doesn't drink, Phil, can you give me a ride home because I'm too drunk? Then there's no issue. Even if it's all set up, there's no issue if the guy doesn't drive drunk. It's only an issue because the guy decides to get behind the wheel.
All right, well, I'm just reporting what the story said.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay, that's the end of the Boozy News.
I wonder if anyone heard the lifeguard helicopter right then.
That was really low. We were getting, like, strafed.
We were getting buzzed. In a different way.
It's a very red sky off in the distance.
Fire!
Red sky at night, sailor's delight.
Red sky at morning, sailor take warning. Aren't we supposed to be being quiet at this time?
Let's do that now.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Bruce, welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Come on, Shelly. Come on.
Come on, Shelly.
Welcome back.
Come on. Come on, Shelly.
What's our topic, Shelly?
I don't know. What is our topic?
Alex, I'll take conflict for 200.
That's right. Yeah, you were all mad at me.
How do you want to approach that, Shelley?
I wasn't mad at you.
You were trying to direct traffic.
You folks all now get to sit and listen to what I got to listen to for the last 20 minutes.
I'm not even going there. Shelley wants to continue to talk about that. I don't. I think it's a kind of a frivolous non-issue. So how would you like to approach conflict, Shelley?
I don't. I don't like conflict. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, there you go. Who's the lead on music by?
I did that last show. I don't know. Forever Amber.
We're out.
Try and leave it better than you found it and be the example. Be the shortest show in history.
Yeah.
Mark.
What?
Conflict.
Because
there's there's a bunch of ways to do conflict. There's personal conflict. There's conflict at work. There's conflict in meetings.
There's lots of conflict in meetings.
How about this?
Oh, here we go.
Conflict in GSR meetings, you know, where you get groups of, I don't know how you'd put it, alcoholics and addicts.
The elders?
The elders, which are not always the elders.
The bleeding deacons?
The bleeding deacons. And you get them all in a room.
And we're going to do it this way because that's how we've always done it?
Yeah. I mean, there's conflict in those. I mean, you know, should it be what you call it, rules of order, or should it be Kingsbury rules of
that's
boxing?
Right. Oh, it's how it was early in the early days. Marcus of Queensbury rules. No yeah. rabbit punching, no hitting below the belt. Other than that,
no three down knockdown rule in effect.
Other than that, go for it. I don't know. You know what? I've been nominated for a position on the board. So
doggy style.
Once I get that, what, if I were to get that position, do we take the position on the show that we don't talk about it while I have that position, or do we just beat the crap out of it every month?
I vote for beat the crap out of it.
And why is that, Bruce?
Because it'll be an endless. It's kind of like the topic generator meeting. The reason why that meeting is great when you go to it is because you come back and you like almost always have topics.
I know. I haven't gone to that meeting in a long time either. I should get there.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I should go over to that.
Yeah, but I mean, conflict. You know, conflict in meetings. It's just it's a part of life in the program. You know, there's always conflict because there's always newcomers.
And there's always disagreements. I mean, there's even conflicts among old timers on how to treat newcomers. I mean there's conflicts in every
manner. Yeah, I know. I'm so tired of that. You have to be nice to them and all that. No. Sarah says I don't have to be nice to them. Yeah, right.
Yeah, we've got the short bus. We can run them over.
That's right. We'll put hockey helmets on them first so we don't hurt them too badly. See what happens, Shelly? We asked you how to go,
eyes.
And you didn't get into this, so this is what you got stuck with.
Yeah, but see, Shelly
I don't
was
like to get into conflict.
Shelly was listening to what you said, and she was giving you the raised eyebrow.
I saw.
The hairy eye.
I was getting the raised eyebrow and the rolling eyes. And
she was getting what Bill Cosby called fire shot from her eyes.
No, fire didn't shoot from my eye sockets.
I know. So why did you not agree with me, Shelly?
What was your comment?
No, I just don't. I don't like conflict, so I don't participate in it. I'm. I wouldn't say that I actively avoid it, but. Oh, don't even go there.
I didn't say anything. I said not a word, nary a word.
It makes me uncomfortable, so I don't. And I don't really see any reason for it, primarily.
So what do you do if there's two people that completely disagree on something?
Then there has to be a compromise.
But that in and of itself is conflict. So how do you resolve the conflict?
With compromise.
Okay.
That way nobody gets what they want.
I agree. I think it was compromised by doing it my way.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't work for me. Because then I have guilt.
There we go. Okay.
Wow.
That got her going.
Wow. The earlier conflict that no one else heard that we're not even going to go into here, that was kind of the way you wanted it to be, is it was you wanted it to be one way or the other, and that was it. And now you're saying you don't want to do that ever because it makes you feel guilty. You said you need to do it this way, and that's the way you got to do it. And someone else said, what if I did it this way sometimes and then did it the opposite? And you said no.
I offered someone a choice.
They chose not to take it.
And then then I said, okay, never mind. And I was going to back away from it because mm-hmm. I don't like conflict. And then someone else mm-hmm. chose to perpetuate it.
That would be you.
That would be me.
So
Bruce found that little red mark on Shelley's arm and just scratched on it until it turned into a gaping hole. Yeah. Bruce, you're the kerosene
it burns
man.
So much more brightly, though.
I don't. So, you know,
it shone through the darkness and cut a clear path.
I offered a choice. There was a conflict. I said, okay, never mind.
Oh.
Because I didn't want to be involved in the conflict anymore. I don't like conflict.
However, Bruce, you seem to have loved conflict there, so
tell us what you feel.
He does. He can argue like nobody's business.
Doesn't matter which side either, does it?
No,
it
it's just he just keeps
drives,
going.
Drives my kids nuts.
He's like the Energizer Bunny of arguing.
I'll take a side, we'll get done arguing, and then the argument will start again, I'll take the other side.
Maybe I should try that.
They used to train us. That's how they used to train us in debate class. They would get. Sometimes they'd give you the side that is like, they'd pick something ridiculous, like, you should be able to drunk drive. And they'd, like, give you that, and you'd have to, like, defend that. They give you what's obviously the losing side and said, you defend that.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, why can't I get, like, the obviously winning side once in a while? And they're like, because if you get really good at winning the losing side, then you can go be a lawyer, a defense attorney.
I would be the world's worst lawyer.
I think Mark would be a good lawyer.
Why is that, Bruce?
Because I hear the way you look at that, you look at things reasonably, like when there's a story about something, you go, wait. So you're telling me that this guy's doing it. What's wrong with that? Or on the other hand, you'll say, whoa, no. That guy should just get locked up.
I just randomly pick a side, too.
Yeah, that was going to say,
it really doesn't matter to me.
A wee bit random as well.
Yeah. I think you would have been a good lawyer, Bruce, because you take it as a personal affront if you don't win. Hmm.
Yeah, but I would...
Winning.
by winning. Are you bipolar? I'm by winning.
Duh.
The problem for me, though, is I couldn't be an attorney.
Why?
Because I may get called all the time for talking about stuff. I would get... What do they call it when someone stands up and says, objection. They would object all the time because I would blurt stuff out knowing that once the jury heard it, you can't get it out of their mind. I would do it in every single case. I would be known as like the blurter.
You'd end up in contempt of
court. Yeah, you'd lose your life in contempt of court.
Yeah, I'd spend more time in cells than my clients would. Because it's true. You know it's true. Once they hear it in court, it's out. The cat's out of the bag. Hey, if the glove doesn't fit, you must have quit.
See, I'm not a big fan of conflict either.
Sarah's over there cracking up.
No, you know, I usually let people go round and round about what they're going to do, then I do what I damn well please anyway.
There you go.
You know.
Actually, Mark's very good at Mark and I are both pretty good at calming conflicts when we choose to.
Yeah.
Sometimes we enjoy watching them. We had a thing at work where I completely jacked something up, like in more ways than one. Ordered the wrong product. Well, they delivered the wrong product. I didn't order it wrong, but they delivered the wrong product. But I didn't order enough of them. Then the customer got it and said, what the fuck is going on?
You said the F-bomb.
That's all right.
It's on the internet.
It's on the internet.
You know, what the heck's going on, blah, blah, blah. And she's, like, freaking out. And Mark goes over there, and Mark's, like, just Mr. Smooth. They're just, let me tell you what we're going to do.
Got it handled. She's very happy.
Yeah. It ends up being good.
I take your approach with Bruce. Just do whatever the damn hell you
want. Yeah, do whatever you please.
Because we used to get in huge arguments because he would tell me how to do something, and I would feel like he was belittling me and making me feel small. So then what I started doing was just not saying anything and then just doing it my way.
So you don't understand the opportunity you have here.
See, she doesn't realize to this day I still push down the track.
See, you can do whatever, Shelley, you can do whatever it is you want to do because Bruce just has to practice acceptance.
Well, no, he'll just forget about it.
Well, yeah, that too.
I still push down the trash.
We'll be driving along, and he'll say, you know, you could have gone that way. And I'll say, yeah, I could have. And I'll just keep going the way I want to go. Drives him nuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially if we could have saved, like...
See, here we go, here we go. We could have said, if we had gone that way, we would save 5. And he'll then spend 10 minutes telling me how we would save 5
minutes. Let's get honest. What's the one thing that Shelley always says she does not know how to do, which is drive? And then the other thing she says, I have no sense of direction. So I'll be like, you know, if we go right here, it'd be good. I'm just going to go however I want. I'm like, okay. 45 minutes late to wherever we're going. I'm like,
I am never late. I am never late. You're the one who's always 10 minutes late to work.
I am.
Here we go with the conflict.
I know the owner, though. I know the owner pretty well.
And if I'm going in a certain direction, it's because that's the direction I know how to go. And
if she's going in a certain direction, it's because that's the way the car was going.
Yeah, and I don't deviate from that.
You know what? I've done it. When Shelley and I were first dating, we went to go to Laguna Beach. Now, I don't know how I got going the way I went because I've been to Laguna Beach like a million times.
Yeah. 2 hours later.
I mean, this is where the studio is, Laguna Beach. Somehow I got on the 91 going east, which if anyone knows where that is, that's not going the right way at all. Then I went down the 15 because now I'm way out of the where I want to be, and we went across at like, whatever, San Luis Obispo or something, and went back up to Laguna Beach. We went across the mountains, actually, and we ended up in...
I just headed to San Diego at that point.
I thought about it because we were
probably almost there.
Yeah, we were not that far.
If you went to the 78 and rolled your way up through the mountains, you should have just gone to San Diego.
Well, and he was like totally embarrassed by the whole thing, and he kept looking at me nervously like I was going to explode because we hadn't been dating very long at that point. Like I was going to explode, and I just kept trying to not laugh at him.
Listen, here's the way it really went. Shelly, who was born in Laguna Beach, as we're driving along, Shelly's like, I don't think Shelly realizes we were going the wrong way at first.
I didn't for a long time.
She's like, I'm like,
she was so enthralled with you.
I was. I was completely enthralled.
He must know something special.
No, she just didn't know where we were.
I just didn't know where we were.
So, Shelly, what would your final words on conflict be?
Is that what we've been talking about? I don't know. Some people are good at it. Some people, you know, some people actually feel better when they have a good argument with somebody. Some people don't.
Yeah.
I do not like arguing with people. It makes me physically ill. And that can cause some problems because sometimes then I should stand up for myself or I should say something or I should do something about something and I don't because I know that it'll start a conflict and I'm like, oh, I don't want to go near that.
Yeah, I can see where that could be a problem at work or something.
Yeah. It can be. I actually had to, you know, I just started this job a couple of weeks ago, and I actually had to muster up the courage to say to my boss, I think we might be putting a little bit too much on me right now. Because she, you know, I'm for the first time in like 6 months, they have somebody who's actually working. And she just kept throwing stuff at me. And I finally, last week, I started laughing, and I said, you know, Marge, we might want to make a list. And prioritize because I can't do everything, you know, but it took a lot for me to say that because I don't like conflict. I didn't want somebody to say, well, we hired you to do blah, 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 but she didn't. And it turned out okay. But, you know, it took a lot for me to actually say that because I don't want to get overwhelmed because that's what happened last time.
Mark, what are your final words?
That was a lot of final words.
But we didn't say what are your final three words. We said what are your final words?
Conflict like your mind. Should be used for entertainment purposes only.
Wow. I agree.
And the other thing, Shelley, is we've always learned in business, if you want to get something done, give it to a busy person. Because they don't have time to screw around with us. They just do it.
That's kind of what today was like. I was in the middle of two projects. They threw something else at me, and I just did it.
Yeah, because you don't have time. I'm too busy to mess around with it, so I'm just going to get it done.
That's why they in big corporations, they pick a dude and they go, you're the project manager. And they say, you don't know anything about anything that's being done. But your job is to make sure that everyone that's supposed to be doing something is
doing it. Yeah.
It's awesome. It was the greatest job. Talk about managing control. It was the greatest job I ever had.
Yeah.
Talk to a bunch of people that don't want to do what you want them to do and tell them why they have to do it and then make sure they do it.
Yeah. I had a buddy of mine that had a T-shirt and said, let me totally ignore my job so I can take care of your crisis.
Nice. Former show host James made a T-shirt that had written across the chest, a women's T-shirt, please look at my tits when you're talking to me.
I don't need that prompting.
So he's looking at me like, what the hell does that have to do with conflict?
Yeah.
I think if you wore that shirt, you could get some conflict. So Shelly.
What?
Who's our friends back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com!
You can get there by going to recovery101.net and
That's
clicking
us.
On the banner.
That's always good.
And you can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post.
By the way, we did have an ad for this earlier, but the New Way Foundation, you can also click on their banner, and it will take you to their website as well. Do that from the recovery101.net page. How about our friends online?
That'd be in the rooms at intherooms.com.
Wow.
Whoa.
Sarah comes in from the peanut gallery.
Sarah, she's been practicing to join the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. You could tell by the way she's saying that.
70,000 dogs sitting outside of computers at this moment are howling.
See, Mark isn't opposed to conflict. Look at that.
What?
It wasn't that bad.
In the rooms? You can go to intherooms.com. You can put up a profile under the A of your choice. And, yeah, and go play around on the site. Enter and play. They have speaker tapes and chat rooms. Why do you have a dirty mind?
I'll tell you what, Sarah has been highly entertained tonight. If no one else has.
Yeah, if nobody else has enjoyed these shows, Sarah's had a great time. So.
She's laughing so hard.
Anyway,
they have face palm right
now. They have online meetings. They have speaker tapes. You can go to chat rooms. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our show if you still want to. While you search the site, and it's all free.
Awesome. Sarah is doing the face palm right now where you hold the palm. I saw a picture online and. It's something, and Godzilla's got his hand up, and it's like, you know, when Godzilla face palms, it's an epic failure.
Yeah.
We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com and recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack advertising staff, recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. And if you'd like to advertise with us, you can contact us any damn well you please. Shelley, who's the lead on music by?
I thought I already said that, Forever Amber.
Okay.
Oh, well, you did a long time ago, but I forgot it. Any particular song?
Shock.
Heroin Lies, I guess. That's what the peanut gallery says. Heroin Lies!
All right, everyone, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And you are beautiful.
You knew me when I never wanna see your face again. Come to my concert, you won't be in. In love and war, let the game begin. I got you beat with just a paper and a pen. Thanking God for the poor within. I was raised up right upper middle class. Seemed like I was slumming with trailer trash. Tweakers, beakers, freakers all bound to crash. I hate to say it, but your life won't last. Bitches telling me I look like shit. 23 and 6 kids telling me I'm lit. This is what we do. We do what we do. We do what we do. We do what we do. This is what we do. We do 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 what we do. And now they wanna know me, and bitches can't control me. You know they'll never own me. And yeah, they wanna storm me. And now they wanna hold me. It's too late for that. It's all liquid, it's black. There's no turning back. You know you wanna hear that. So what you looking at? Well, what you looking at? Close your eyes, girl, cause you're gonna get smacked. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-tat. Look at, look at, it's back. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-tat. Look at, look at, it's back. What we do, what we do. We do what we do. We do what we do. This is what we do. We do what we do. We do what we do. We do what we do. Don't you love me when I'm walking out the door? Don't I always leave you wanting more? Am I giving you the chill chills? Are you down for freaky get thrills? Is your heart picking up the pace? Do you wanna see my face? Do you wanna know how I taste? Am I making your heart race? Do you wanna get naked someplace? Yeah, this one's for you. You know you already knew what your kisses would do and how to shoot right through and be light to my heart and tear my world apart and take my breath away and brighten up the shade with butterflies and heavy sighs and sexy eyes. Such a sweet surprise. What you gonna do, Hex, when I blow up? Will it make you sick, make you wanna throw up? You send me hate mail on MySpace like a little girl. Come to my place, chase me like a little squirrel. My place, chase me like a little girl. Don't you love me when I'm walking out the door? Don't I always leave you wanting more? Am I giving you the chill chills? Are you down for freaky deep thrills? Is your heart picking up the pace? Do you wanna see my face? Do you wanna know how I taste? Am I making your heart race? Do you wanna get naked someplace? This is for the haters.
not strictly for the haters. Thanks, you made me famous, just like famous famous. Now do you really blame us? And do you wanna claim us? And do you wanna be us? And now you wanna see us. You're making such a fuss. You wanna scream and cuss. Relax and watch a view. We're doing what we do. We're sauntering right through as we walk away from you. And this is the way to we do what we do. We do what we do. We do what we do. Lick it, lick it, it's that. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-tat. What you looking at? Close your eyes, girl. Cause you're gonna kiss me. Lick it, lick it, it's that. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-tat. Lick it, lick it, it's that. This is what we do. We do what we do. We do what we do. We do what we do.